The killer was a tall, short guy, somewhere between 110 and 250 pounds. One eye brown, one blue, and the third one green.
It's good work, Gallagher. I'll make sure there's something a little extra in your paycheck at the end of the week.
Thanks a lot.
For a modern gaming audience.
Help me! Help me!
Basket weaving, the creative choice.
She's alive! She's alive!
Yes, as you can tell, my loyal audience, I've been experimenting quite a lot with AI. And as you can see, the results speak for themselves. I'm quite the stickler for attention to detail, if you know what I mean. And this, of course, is the lovely Jill Valentine, who's experiencing a bit of a cold snap. I can't imagine why. And you know what? What I love about creating beautiful renditions of established or not established female characters in entertainment, you don't actually have to pay a fortune to do it. You can pay as little as maybe $12 a month and you get the beautiful specimens, all three of them, right here. So while I keep ogling Miss Valentine's bits and pieces, please enjoy the opening titles.
These women ain't nothing like them nowhere.
Sexism in gaming. We love it. Without a doubt, there will be backlash because I'm not as bangable as the previous host.
Her voice may be almost as important to gamers as Lara's double pistols, curves, and skimpy shorts.
Kung Fu Hot Dog
is a Kung Fu renegade cop. Now he must defeat the most evil Kung Fu master in the world.
Now we have the opportunity to tell a new Indiana Jones story for a modern gaming audience.
Get ready for a new world of unspeakable adventures.
I said, Mummy, I like the way the lady runs.
Get ready for a new world of unspeakable adventures never before shown in a motion picture. Get ready for
Kung Fu Hot Dog.
Fight, no retreat, no surrender.
Well, Jill, get ready, love, because what I'm about to react to could be seriously detrimental to your well-being. Are you ready?
Good grief. Here we go.
I love Kay Vess's hairstyle. It's so 80s. Well, actually, it's not. As some people have pointed out here in this ridiculous Reddit post, it's more 70s than 80s. But this is from a simpleton, a know-it-all who thinks they know it all, and they don't. But here we go, folks. Star Wars Outlaws Kay Vess Isn't Ugly by Miguel Melendez Colero, published in The Ugly Monster. Okay, and this was an article from the 12th of April of this year. Ubisoft's next open Star Wars game is starring Kay Vess. We know that already. She's an outlaw with a crew of friends to pull off heists in a galaxy far, far away. So, yeah, I mean, they're obviously shilling high praise for the game. They're looking forward to it, all that bullshit. Yet the character, voiced and portrayed by Venezuelan-born actress Humbly Gonzalez. And unlike with Electronic Arts' Jedi series, which stars a much accurately captured Cameron Monaghan as Cal Kestis, it appears that Ubisoft wasn't aiming for a complete one-to-one recreation of Gonzalez's likeness with Kay Vess. And believe you and me, folks, have I got a bit of a doozy digital portfolio for you in a few moments. Even though the character shares similarities with Han Solo, that's what I'm going to say here, it shares no similarities with Gonzalez. I'm sorry. What mirror are you looking at, pal? Because not the same one I'm at. It's pretty clear that this is a different person. And for some reason, the internet is saying that she's ugly. Because the internet, Miguel Caballero, is absolutely correct. Because we know what we're seeing. It's probably no mere coincidence that this backlash is happening at the precise moment that internet people... Well, who else do you expect to run the internet? Machines? Have erupted over the idea of Western game developers moving away from hypersexualized female depictions in games. Look no further than Stellar Blade, with its over-the-booty camera angle, yes, what's wrong with that? And its tight revealing wetsuits that get me all hot and bothered. As their newest standard bearer of idealized female beauty, online mobs won't accept any deviation from this and are now charging developers with making women in games ugly on purpose. You know what? I've got a lot of people that I used to be friends with who would actually say I'm talking nonsense when I mention this, or the race and gender swapping of Batman the Caped Crusader. They'll say, Jason, you're talking out of your a-hole. Well, what's going on, bro? And like, you can clearly see what's going on. In fact, when you look at things from 2020 in the world, there's been a concurrent event that's happened each year, right? And it's not a coincidence, it's happening for a reason. All the civil unrest that's going on in the UK right now, I actually find it very funny, because the BBC are saying it's all far-right extremists are doing it, and that's not the case. There will be people of that ideology, for sure, who are going out there to incite these things, but the overall grand scheme of things is frustration. £8 million a day cost the UK to accommodate illegals who come in. And I am sick and tired of it as well, because it puts pressure on my wallet and our way of life and living to actually keep things moving forward. So I say, be like Australia, put them in one big massive cruise liner and send them back. That's it. They don't have to be here. What are they doing here? Making themselves a home on the streets of Belfast or somewhere up north? And to think a few years ago, I really wanted to move up north, and I'm glad for some reason now that has just not happened. So Julian Geraghty, who is one of the senior directors of this game, Outlaws, Star Wars, well, he had a few things to say. Responding to trolls complaining about protagonist KVS's appearance, Geraghty said, "It's better to ignore the manufactured outrage." It's right, okay. It's manufactured, is it? Okay, I got it. Geraghty shows there's nothing to be gained by doing the bigot's work for them. Well, in that case, Julian, I'm going to do your work for you, and we'll see how you like it. Custard pie in your face. In what grand scheme, Mr. Geraghty, or should I say Mrs. Geraghty, what drugs are you smoking, bro? To quote Alfred the Butler. Because quite simply, not the same ones I'm taking or ingesting. Holy moly, man. Oh my word. Yeah, I seem to right stinkers here. But this, folks, if you are paying close attention to my beautiful AI construct right here. Oh, Jill Valentine. All 36 double D of her. Well, pay attention to that, folks, because right now I'm about to show you something that will make your ears and eyes just go goo goo gaga. Now, with the simple help of AI, I cannot tell you what platform I use, because a magician never reveals his or her secrets. I've got to be fair when it comes to the equality of one's secrets. Well, I simply typed in the following prompt. KVS, space rogue outlaw, very attractive, Hispanic. And you won't believe how many images this thing gave to me on a plate. If we had this version of KVS, and can I just remind you again, folks? Can I remind you again, ladies and gentlemen? This is the uglification of females in Western AAA video gaming. And they say that they want to do this to appease to the LGBT community, which I find rather ironic, because when a man transitions into a woman, he wants to look attractive. That's kind of like one of the points. They're fed up of being a man for whatever mental illness reason they decided to become a woman, but they always seem to strive for looking more attractive. I mean, look at Ava Tyson, you know, Mr. Beast's BFF. You know, look what he tried to do. So if those same people are playing your video game, they would expect someone to look like them, in air quotes, when in fact, it looks like this, a monstrosity. You cannot tell me Ubisoft, Julian Garrity, and Navid Kavali, you cannot tell me you guys don't know what you were doing. There's nothing wrong with your software. Quite clearly, it works on other characters within this game. But Humbly Gonzalez is supposed to sit there and go, yeah, that's amazing. I mean, all that's going to be remembered from this game is her vocal talents. If you're asking an actor or an actress to come on in and lend their vocal performance or even mocapping, get the whole package. Nolan North as Nathan Drake. When you look at the character from the very first game to the current, he looks like the character. They've embodied him, mind, body, and soul, right? So why can't they do the same with Humbly Gonzalez?
When I almost lost you before,
I
just can't do that again.
But going back to my digital portfolio, folks, because you're gonna love this. Oh, wow. I actually forgot that was coming up. A front-fastening bra. Well, when was the last time you saw one of those, folks? Again, can you imagine this as your space outlaw for a Star Wars game? If Hideo Kojima had directed this, whoo, would guess. Well, the Hideo Kojima of Phantom Pain era would have made a Star Wars character looking like this. I guarantee it. Not bad. She looks a bit like Jenna Coleman here, which is pretty cool. You know, all the pinks in the background. Again, she's got the zip coming down a little bit. That's what I like to see. A woman with the zipper. Stop it. Oh my God. Jeez. Oh, wow. What you won't get in Western video gaming ever again, folks. We have to avert the male gaze and instead just have the gaze gazing. Not bad. Might be my wallpaper one day. What is on my wallpaper at the moment? I can't show you that because she will be a reveal for another day. And again, I didn't even tell the prompt to put this background behind her. It just did it for me. Real great detail though, I've got to say, really am truly amazed. I didn't tell AI to give her a gun, but it did. And again, look how attractive she is. Oh my word. Wow, that's an interesting one, the bra. I might have put that in the actual prompt, funny enough, so wow. You've got to have a bit of mischievousness in you. If Michael Bay can get away putting lots of T and A in his movies, I can do the same thing on my video. And Michael Bay's all right in my books. And weirdly enough, I didn't actually put Humbly's name in the prompt because when I did, it brought up a different set of images, which I wasn't really happy about. Good. Look at that. Look at this. Oh my. I know I'm going out of camera here, but I mean, that cleavage is to absolutely die for. Holy shit. And that's it, folks. In fact, you know what? I'm just going to leave it right here. In fact, I'm just going to go back a couple of notches. Let's go back to, oh God. Oh, we'll just leave it right here. So this is KVez, how I would imagine her to be in a modern day Star Wars game. Not from Ubisoft, but from Hideo Kojima and his production company. This is what I want to see. I want to see that, not this monstrosity right here. My God, my goodness. I mean, the interaction isn't even great with that one, is it? Something's wrong with the Force, Luke, with this image right here. Oh, R.I.P. Alec Guinness. So there you have it, folks. We're just going to leave it on this page right here. Actually, you know what? Let's just go back to my first screen. Oh, me and the lovely Jill Valentine. So there you have it. All you have to do is not come up with pathetic excuses at Ubisoft and say, well, we had so much trouble maintaining the likeness of Humbly Gonzalez. Yet, no problem with her male co-star. Oh, you got his looks down to a T, didn't you? So Western Video Gaming, you suck ass, you suck eggs, and you can suck anything else that resembles a phallic image. And on that one, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed this video today, leave a like below, smash that subscribe button, and I think at the moment, as I record this video, and I will add a correction if I'm wrong, I'm currently at 9,867 subscribers. Can we get me over 10,000 subscribers by the end of play tomorrow, which of course is Monday? Well, only you can make that happen. My loyal legion of absolute faithful based followers. And if you were me, and if I were you, you might want to come back for the next video. Milky, 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 milky mama.